It's good to see each one of you this evening. We are going to continue with the lesson we began last Sunday evening, and Lord willing, in a few weeks, we'll continue it on Sunday nights again. We began by looking at the idea of running the race that is set before us. And we are in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, with a great cloud of witnesses that the writer talks about in the 12th chapter. And recognizing that those men and women of faith that are talked about in the various passages there in the 11th chapter stand as an example for us with regarding our faith and our reactions to the things around us and what we can do to be pleasing to God, even in the face of difficulties. And the examples that are used in the 11th chapter and the examples we're using in this little mini-series deal with those men, and there will be women of faith as well, who were encountering difficulties, and their faith is part of what brought them to what God wanted them to do. So we hope that the individuals we talk about this evening may in some way relate to your life, and you can be encouraged by their response as you have to deal with problems that arise in your life. Because we face the same kinds of problems that they did throughout the Bible times. Sometimes I think it's easy for us to read our Bibles and say, well, that was a special circumstance. Well, yeah, it was a special circumstance because many times, especially with regard to the patriarchs, God talked directly to them and they were able to respond and have conversation with God. There are other examples where that doesn't take place, but nonetheless, it was a matter of faith that drove them to do what needed to be done. And I would even suggest to you, in fact, not I, but the Scriptures suggest to you that even those who were able to communicate directly with God still have attributed to them the matter of faith in their life in obeying the directive that God gave them in the various commands and the difficulties that arose. So while we don't have a direct communication with God from the sense of God speaking to us, we hear Him, and us responding to God, while we only communicate with God as we hear His Word and then we take our prayers to Him, we still have the same kind of difficulties that the people in the Bible times that we're looking at had, and we respond the same way they respond. We're expected to respond by faith just as they were expected to respond by faith. Last week we looked at Noah and his preparing the ark with the great flood that was before him. We looked at Abel and his offering of the sacrifice that indeed was pleasing to God, and, if you will, made a contrast between Cain's behavior and his behavior that helped to show the difference in the mindset of each as they offered their sacrifice. Tonight, if we want to go back over into the Hebrew letter and continue our examination in there in the 11th chapter, I'd like for us to take a moment and look at Abraham. If you want to look at the 11th chapter, we're going to see verse 8, where there the writer says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive, out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." How many of you are truly adventurous? Think about that a second, and then I'm actually going to ask for a show of hands. How many of you have an adventurous spirit within you? Raise your hand. You don't go out to the mountains and try to shoot. You don't travel 18 hours with Charles and not be an adventurous man. Okay, there were a number of people that put their hand up. I enjoy going into things that are unknown at times. And many of you do as well. But sometimes there's a limit, and maybe that's why you didn't put your hand. Sometimes there's a limit. It's just a How far do I want to adventure out into the unknown in order to gain whatever it is I think is out there to be gained? Think about the fact that we all have our limits. As adventurous as we might be, we have our limits.
Nobody wants to go anywhere in that.
That seems to be true. But, I mean, as a young man in school, we had, not far from the campus, there was a big lake in a little town called Heber Springs, and a group of us would go out there often on the weekend and sometimes during the weekday, depending on class schedules. And there were cliffs you could jump off of, and it was just straight down 30 or 40, 50 feet, and it was clear, beautiful water. And I will tell you that I took some leaps off of some cliffs that I wouldn't jump off of today, and I wouldn't have jumped off of 10 years ago, probably wouldn't have jumped off of 30 years ago. But at the age of 18... it didn't seem all that far down. And the worst that could happen is you could kill yourself. And at 18, you knew that wasn't going to happen, so you went ahead and jumped. But there are limits, because some of the guys that I went with, they went up to some higher cliffs. And I just thought to myself, okay, we know where the bottom rung in the intelligence level is at Harding University. They're up there right now. And they would jump, but I wasn't going to go. And again, for everyone that put their hand up, you have a limit as to just how far you'll step out into the unknown. So you have this man, Abraham. And he has shown his relationship to God and his trust in God. But we find that shortly after being introduced to him in the 12th chapter of Genesis, we find that God puts upon him a command. The command that's spoken of here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. There in Genesis, the 12th chapter in verse 4, Abraham is told, I want you to go out to a land that I'll show you. No GPS. No sense of saying, okay, I can go this way and follow this, and I know where these particular cities are, and I know where this rest place is, etc. He simply said, I want you to go, and I'll tell you as we go where you're going to end up. Now, I would imagine that he probably had some degree of awareness to the trade routes that existed there in the Middle East, and he was aware of some places that were beyond where he lived. But nonetheless, he was being asked, at the age of 75, he was being asked, take everything you've got, take your family, leave the rest of your family. And back then, oftentimes, families lived and died within just a mile or so of each other, living for over 100 years. So he's asked to make this journey. And he has to decide what he's going to do. You and I might not have condemned him if we'd have heard that his response was, okay, that's a little more than I can handle. I can't do that. That just is going to require too much of me. So this command, Father, is just too hard. Open your Bibles back to Genesis, the 12th chapter, and let's just see how Abraham responded, though we got a taste of it in reading there in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We got introduced to Abraham just earlier in what we call the 11th chapter. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Here's one of the advantages Abraham had, or Abram as he was known at that point. that we sometimes don't think about. His faith had been built on a relationship with God that we're not told a great deal about within the text previously. But the relationship was strong enough that when Abram heard these promises, he was willing to act. God didn't simply say, "You don't know who I am, but you go." Whatever we don't know about the conversations that were beforehand, there were conversations that developed in him a faith, trust, and confidence in God that allowed him to say, "I want these blessings. God is offering me something far beyond my wildest imaginations. And therefore, based on the words God shared with me, I'm going to step out and I'm going to leave my home and I'm going to take my family and make that journey." I really believe that oftentimes we read this story in such a sterile environment that we don't catch all the nuances that were involved in the relationship that had already developed between God and Abram. So when we look at him and what he did, you and I should be able to relate to him in the things that God calls upon us to do in the New Testament. As we have developed a faith that brought us to Christ and a commitment to Him as our Lord and Savior, when we read in the New Testament of things that God wants of us, why didn't Abraham say, "It's too hard, I'm not going to go"? Because in faith, he had developed that confidence, that trust in God to go and do. And so it is with you and I, when God particularly, or when the Word says to us, "Here are things you don't need to be doing. In fact, if you do them, they're an abomination before me." We see the reasonableness of the commands of God because of the faith we have in God and in His Word, and we're able to carry them out. Now, was it difficult for Abram to go and do that journey? I would imagine it was. Is it difficult for you and I at times to clearly read what God wants of us in our lives, the decisions we're going to make, the people we're going to interact with, the occupations we might take on? Is it just there in an isolated instance? No. It's all in relation to the faith that we have developed with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so what I'm saying to you is, we too can have the faith that Abram had. We too will step out into difficult circumstances because God's commanded it through His Word for us. Through His Word, He's commanded it, and we're going to do it. What I want to draw from in this particular example tonight is the reality that we can have the great faith of Abram, or Abraham, if you want to call him that, as he was later named by God. And that should be an encouragement to each and every child of God here tonight. In fact, I would hope that what's in your mind to some extent right now is, "I'm an Abraham. The life I'm living in Cullman, Alabama, in Cullman County, wherever during the next week, it is the life of an Abraham." Why? Because I'm acting by faith just as Abraham did. The things that I have to do that God wants of me, the things that I don't need to be doing because God says it's sin, I can do it just like Abraham did. So you see, here's this great man of faith in the Scriptures that instead of simply looking at him as some isolated oddity, we can bring down to our lives and say, "Yeah, I'm an Abraham. Tomorrow, when you go into work and face whatever difficulties you might face from a moral perspective, I'm not talking about difficulties that might arise within a job, but as far as a challenge to your faith, you can go in saying, I'm an Abraham. I have the faith that brought me to Christ. Abram developed the faith in his conversations with Christ to make him go out and do that, go on that long journey. I developed the Word in my life to give me the faith to do what God's expecting me to do tomorrow. Every child of God should be in that position, should have that quality about them. It isn't the idea of simply saying, well, Abram gets a pass because it was easy for him. You read on later and you find that he's asked to sacrifice his son Isaac. And with all the difficulty and all the unimaginable things that were going on in Abraham's mind when God had asked him, what we read is that ultimately Abraham was willing to do that which might have seemed impossible for you and I. Why was he able to do it? He was able to do it for the very same reason you and I are able to go out tomorrow and live for Jesus. It is because of the faith that we developed in our relationship with God through getting the Word into our lives. Just as from the time Abram, whatever the communication he had had with God that brought him to the point of Genesis, the 12th chapter, and you continue through his life and brought him to the point where God said, I want you to sacrifice that son that has come so late in your life. The reason he was able to do it is the same reason you and I will be able to deal with the temptations that Satan places before us. We'll be able to accept the same challenges God asks of us. The faith that Abraham had is, in essence, the same faith you and I have. It has its genesis, playing off the word Genesis. It has its origin in the same place. Abram, in getting to speak to God and hearing God, you and I, in being able to take the Word and hear God and develop our faith. So what I guess I'm trying to do in tonight's lesson is actually, while holding him up as that great character of faith, help us to understand that we too can be that great character of faith in the eyes of God in the week ahead. When we recognize that no matter what God asks of us, whether it is to leave our home and go into a distant land that we know nothing about, or whether it is that he and his wife at an old age were going to have a child, or whether it was that now that he has that child whom the fulfillment of the blessings of the first few verses of Genesis was going to manifest itself with Isaac, made the sacrifice when asked to. He did it with the same faith that you and I have and should have in our lives tonight. In each of these cases, the response was the same. Go back over to Hebrews, the 11th chapter with me. There in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. Notice, he did not kill Isaac on the altar. But because of his faith, the inspired writer is directed by the Holy Spirit to say that he did in fact offer up Isaac, and whom he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son. I would hope that you and I will leave this building tonight recognizing that we too have the faith that brought about the behaviors of Abraham within his life. And that he was not a superman in his behavior. He was simply a man of faith who carried out that which God commanded him to do. And that for you and I, as we live our lives this week, as we come across whatever circumstance we come across, we can face them not doubting or not saying to ourselves, I'm not the super Christian that Abraham was as a child of God, but recognize I have the same faith that brought Abraham to the point of obedience. Now the question as we close tonight's lesson is, do you have that same faith? Are you in fact one who sits in the audience tonight having let the Word of God build and develop in your life to change who you once were? Are you recognized by the people around you as an individual that indeed stands with God at every move and every turn? There's no reason you can't be viewed by the people around you as such a person. If you look at the life that you've been living with the people around you and they would say, I don't see it in you, you can correct it. All you need to do is get back into the Word and say, I need to build up my faith again that allows me to go off into that journey to the unknown land. I need to be willing to take the child and offer him to God as God had commanded. I need to make the changes that take away the attitude that people in my workplace or at school have about who I am. If they have the attitude that you can't possibly be a person of faith. You can turn that around and not only be, and this is not to other people that they might glorify you, but in your own knowledge realize, I can be the same person of faith that Abraham was. I think that's great. And I will tell you that oftentimes I don't stop and think about it from that perspective. I will even tell you that tonight's lesson was not in the direction that my notes intended it to be. But I think I spoke the truth to you tonight. And I find it an encouraging point for me as I live my life. And I hope you'll contemplate it in the same way in how you're going to live your life both tonight and for the rest of your life. Let that faith be strong. Build that faith stronger. No matter how long you've been a child of God. If you're not a child of God this evening, and you need to understand what this faith thing is all about, I and others here would be delighted to talk to you about how you can get into the Word, how you can come to understand the Word, and how you too can have a faith like Abraham. But if you understand that and would desire to put on Christ this night because you do believe Jesus to be the Son of God, then we would love to hear you confess that belief in Christ and witness your burial into the waters of baptism. If you have a need to respond, we invite you to have a seat at the front as we stand together and as we sing.